Hello, everybody. It's Ryan. I'm going to just give a little update on what's going on. I did have a great, great breakthrough. I was able to, if you know Linux or Unix systems, a lot of times they use what's called the X window system for graphical interfaces. Now, I'm using a program, operating system called OpenBSD. And it's been really hard to get something to work on this graphical interface, X Windows. Things are a little different than on Linux because I tried to use what's called a toolkit to be able to show graphic displays and such. It should work because GTK, I think I got it to work a little bit, but then it just... something happens and there's a warning sign and it deletes, but it should work because GIMP is also by the same people that do GTK, and GIMP, which is a like a Photoshop type program that's free, it works. I'm not sure why it doesn't work, but I'm able to get just Xlib to work, which is a C library to use the X window functions. So I can get that to work. So that's great. I got to use that along with the window manager, window manager. And I can get something going to work. So that is fantastic. Very excited. I've tried so many different things. I've tried a different toolkit called Qt. Or Qt or whatever they call it, Qt5, and it didn't work. I tried Python, and I tried every single GUI tool on Python that I could find. Top 10 Python GUI tools. Used pip, got every one. None of them worked. So I've got something. Got something to work with. The reason I'm telling you all this, Gary V, a social media guy, said to document the journey, and that's what I'm doing. I am not really proficient on computer languages, but I'm learning. I am not the quickest learner, but I have grit, and it gets me through a lot. So right now, as I work out an hour a day, I'm learning C. C is going to be essential to the starting point on these programs. Because C is what you use for the X library for the graphical user interface. So I'll be able to do that, make buttons, set up the desktop in a way that is efficient enough for people to use. And then will come the second part of setting up the server side, which I plan to do full stack and development. And I've also got a lot to learn there. Because I don't know anything about it. I know a little bit, but not a lot. So that's going to be the bigger part of the project, is the full stack development. And there's some great tools out there. Some people have put in a lot of work, great volunteers, and one of them is Django is absolutely awesome. It's a Python tool for doing full stack development, and it's very well documented, a lot of tutorials. I'm not going to use Django. I'm going to use this C++ one called Drogon. I think it's some great Game of Thrones things. It's supposed to be a very fast. So I plan on using that. Apparently, because I'm subscribed to the Telegram, one of the users, the developers, has an OpenBSD setup. So that's going to be great, because hopefully that developer learns the problems and issues and helps with that, so it can be set up great on OpenBSD. All right, until next time, later.